I'd like to suggest to you is that these antenna arrays can be relatively easily added to existing CDMA systems to provide significant gains in terms of the capacity of the system. The fixed beam suboptimal solution has limited complexity and it's easy to install. But if you want to get the best performance out of the system, the receivers must track the channel variations well, and particularly in low signal-to-noise ratio and in fast-fading environments. This requires quite a sophisticated array processing receiver, and I've only given you a glimpse of what some of these ones, some of the performance might look like. But the system capacity is still sensitive to the mobile position and the achievable diversity gain that we can get from the system. My conclusions are that we've looked at the integration of antenna arrays within CDMA systems. I've shown that some of the capacity increases on the uplink, where the base station added cost is really quite small. The precise choice of the array processing algorithm is very much an ongoing research investigation in many laboratories around the world. What I would have to say to you is, but there's another really pressing problem, and that is providing effective beamforming on the downlink is a much more complicated and formidable problem. Because while you can have an array of half-wavelength-based antennas at the base station, it's really difficult on your mobile to think of putting an antenna array onto your mobile handset. So there's a lot of other research areas that still need to be worked on.